Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again. This is Genevieve Wolf, Genevieve's Gems. Bring you God's Word from a queer and trans perspective. How are you today? I trust all is well with you. Here out in the east, you got almost 80 degrees. Can you believe it? And it's only toward the tail end of March. Well, look at it this way. Summer is... Let's just enjoy spring, okay? We'll enjoy spring, so for now. But summer is coming, you know, so... as you know, this Sunday will be Palm Sunday. It's also known as the first day of Holy Week. And I remember as a child, you know, when I attended church, you know, palms were given out to each of the worshipers. And it was a big event. Some of them, it was palm rule, you know, there are points in the service where we waved it. And we carried it. Everybody was so excited. And, you know, as little kids, we enjoyed it. Very much because we actually got something, you know. But Palm Sunday has a big significance in the Christian church. I'm going to read to you from the 21st chapter of Matthew. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find the donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and they will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread the cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them out on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When they entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth, Galilee." Let me do a backdrop on this. You know, you look at Palm Sunday. And why were the people happy? Why were they joyous? Well, you have to remember, in his ministry, Jesus had performed many miracles. He healed the sick. He won the commoners' wedding feast at Cana, turned water into wine. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Peter walked on water. Multiplied the loaves and the fishes. So, and the Bible just mentioned a lot of the other miracles that Jesus did. So people saw the miracles that Jesus did. I mentioned in a previous, one of the earlier shows that miracles weren't uncommon to the people. They had seen them from other sources before. So that wasn't new to them. But people were drawn to Jesus. You know, why? You know, remember they were under Roman rule and people were oppressed, people were leaderless. It was separation of the hierarchy and the people. And the leaders were supposed to encourage people, bring instruction to people. But they were a tool of the Roman government. so people were oppressed and beaten down. And here's Jesus. He brought a lot of hope to them. He brought a lot of joy, you know, somethings that things are going to get better. And about Palm Sunday, like I mentioned earlier, it falls Sunday before Easter, at the beginning of the Holy Week. And it commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's just a tradition in many, many denominations. I grew up in the Catholic tradition, and it was common in Catholic, also common in a number of Orthodox religions and a number of your Protestant religions, like Methodist, Presbyterian, I believe, and several others. So it's a pretty common occurrence in many denominations. Palms were used, you know, wherever they were grown, they were used, and in climates that were not conducive to palms, they used things like yew, box. They used willow and some other things that they used. So whatever they had, they used. And the significance of palms is when they threw palms and folks on the road, somebody of great importance was supposed to enter, they'd use it like as a pathway. So before the person enters a city or stadium or something like that. Sometimes it was common with kings. So this is not ancient tradition. It's an old tradition too in some countries. Now, when I look at Palm Sunday, I look at it and say, well, this is a time where we can truly experience the joy that Jesus is going to bring change. This is the time where Jesus, people actually saw somebody who was a real leader. People saw that he was not like the scribes and the Pharisees. They also saw that he had authority. We mentioned in some of the earlier chapters. He mentioned, he spoke as one who had authority and not as the scribes. I use the analogy as, there's a difference between someone telling you about a particular experience and someone who's telling you who actually lived the experience. One of my favorite writers is the beat writer, Jack Kerouac, who wrote a famous book, On the Road. He wrote Big Sur, The Dharma Bums, and a lot of other novels. And the one characteristic I noted about him was the fact that, some people talk about what it's like to travel with the on the road. And Jack actually did it. He traveled the road. He traveled all the way across the country on this long trip. Went out to California and tipped down to Mexico and back up to California. And then back, and he did this twice. And he actually lived the experience. You know what it's like being on a mountain top, experiencing peace. You knew what it was like to be in a Big Sur, living by water on the land. And it was probably the most peaceful time of his life. And Jesus is bringing that same message. This is like a new day. Things aren't going to be the same. Things are going to be different. And one of the great joys of Palm Sunday, the invitation or the expectation that life is going to get better. as we go, we'll go into Easter Sunday. You know, that'll be our next episode. But Jesus goes into the village, you know, on the donkey. Now, if you remember, royalty usually came on chariots, or they came with people who were carrying them in. But Jesus came in on the donkey and the colt. Now, what's the significance of that? A king doesn't generally come on anything, you know, something like that, because it is considered beneath them. You know, I believe that this is a connection to the people whom he was speaking with. Oh, one of the things about the parables, you know, parables were where Jesus used everyday things to illustrate spiritual points. You know, some of the example of the mustard tree, example of the mustard seed or the fig tree, and a number of other parables. And it was another barrier that was broken by Jesus. And I was looking, you know, the chat at verse 2. You know, he instructed the apostles to go untie the coat and bring it to me, you know. And they, you know, and they were able to do that. And they were able to bring and they did, you know, they did exactly that. Large crowds were there at the benches. I can imagine the excitement that there was there. That they'd seen what Jesus had done. You know, all the things that, you know, there was some hope. They would say, finally, you know, we can be released from our oppression, because many of them looked Jesus as earthly king, somebody was going to defeat Rome and rule. So somebody was going to give them hope, you know, hoping for a better world. I think about Palm Sunday, you know, leading the first day, you know, it brings hope, you know, to people, you know, that there will be peace. One of the reasons I hold Palm Sunday, Easter in particular, in high regard is the fact that I know why Jesus came. I mentioned earlier that Christmas, I understand that Jesus came as a child in the manger. Now, I value both, you know, I value both. I love Christmas, you know, I love all the excitement in the past, you know, all the excitement, Christmas songs. But I love Easter also, simply because I know why Christ came. And that was a big significance to me at a time in my life, you know, when I had just become a Christian. And it was important to the people here. So they said, finally, somebody's going to lift us from our oppression. I'm sure they were saying, somebody that really cares about us, who understands us, with the parables, you know, he kind of spoke their language. You know, he spoke with authority, you know, but not the type of oppressive, domineering authority. You know, like, I'm up here, you're down there. No, he was down to their level, understood what they were telling, what they were doing. And I look at it, it was very exciting. People were shouting. You know, they're saying a new king. This is common when, you know, one kingdom conquers another one. You know, sometimes what it is, the new conqueror, you know, after the victory, you know, he comes in and stands up to him. You know, you'll say something, well, this is a new day. And with Jesus, it was a new day. So things are going to be different. And probably a lot of people had heard it before, but now after they saw what Jesus did, say, hey, maybe this is true. You know, they could pull, you know, they could throw themselves behind something. Maybe it is true because he spoke their language. He understood what they were going through. He was very explaining everything, what needs to be done, and so many, how you're supposed to treat a person, how you should, you know, stop doing evil things. You know, one of the things that he said, that the kingdom of God is here. You know, he spoke the fact that you can know the kingdom of God here, right here, where you are, and that it's in you, and it can't be in you. Now, I could imagine the type what went on during all Sunday, and maybe even after. You know, a lot of excitement. Probably, I don't know, this is just my working day, just some parties or something. It was great joy. And this frightened the Pharisees. You know, here it is, this king, you know, this king, as they said, you know, coming in on a donkey, you know, on a lowly donkey, and oh, and said, what's this? Now they're probably saying, oh, the king isn't supposed to come. There's a, you know, kings come in, there's usually a lot of pomp and circumstance, but this wasn't the case. And I remember one service, a church we had 3 years ago, you know, we had apostles, we were giving poems. I believe at the beginning of the service, and then we, and when after service, when we marched out, we were saying, blessed be the rock of our salvation. It kind of reminds me of the time when the people marched in this chapter. That service reminded me of the time that Jesus entered the kingdom of God, entered Jerusalem. And it's that kind of excitement. And I hope soon when COVID is over, you know, that we can go back and worship. I don't think we'll be able to go and we won't have service in our church this Palm Sunday, but hopefully next year we will. And I'd just like to say here that Palm Sunday, the beginning of the Holy Week. Okay, we spent our Lent. It's a time of preparation. It's a time of reflection. You know, it's a time of assessing where we are and where we want to go. Where do we want to be? So we may recognize that we need changes in our lives. I think with the pandemic, I think it brings it into sharper focus. And now this last week of the Lenten season, I think it's kind of like putting the pedal to the metal. It's like, okay, now we have to really, you know, show that we mean what we see, what we thought. We have to not only we saw the things that were done, and now we have to implement those changes in our lives. One of the beauties of salvation is when you act upon it, your life is different. You know, when I acknowledged that I was transgender and queer, it was a change in my life. I acknowledged it. When I became a Christian, I accepted Christ in my life. It was a big change in my life. It changed a lot of things. But I accepted that I was transgender and queer. Was a change. This is a part of God's plan. You know, and this Easter, this holy, what should I say, I'm sorry, Palm Sunday, and this Lenten season has a different meaning to me. Palm Sunday has a different meaning. You know, when I see Jesus' triumphal entry, I see triumph in our own lives. I see the triumphant. We're going to move beyond this pandemic. Maybe some of you experience triumph now that your life is going to be different. And I say it may be different or it might be different. It will be different. And that's a difference. And I'm sure some of you who are listening have noticed that difference already. And I praise God for that. I praise God for you. I don't know why, because you know you want to be a different person. You want God into your life. You want to be a better husband or a better wife, or you want to be a better father or a mother. Children, you want to be better children, parents. You want to be a better co-worker. You want to be a better neighbor. You know, you want to be a better employee. You know, you have to do different things. You know, maybe I have something different. You say, well, maybe I don't have to go into it all. Maybe I can do it online. Maybe I can touch people through my own business. Or maybe I can go volunteer. See, many changes can happen. You know, Palm Sunday, I think, brings, let's say, it puts out putting a public face to a change that you're making, what you're going to see. And I look at the great joy of them. And during this particular Lent season, I see great joy. Lenten season, I enjoy. Palm Sunday, I always enjoy. I mean, as a kid, maybe I just enjoyed getting the palms. I enjoyed getting the palms. But as I've gotten older, Lenten season means much more than that. Because it means a change. It means a going into a new direction. Maybe it's just adding strength to something that we already know. It could be, you know, it's making a bigger commitment that I'm going to be better, that I'm going to be different. Maybe it's to remind me of how good God is. And it's a reminder to us that we're not alone. Jesus sees our struggles. Jesus sees what we're going through. Maybe sickness, no loss. You know, some people might be depressed. Some people might feel hopeless. But what I see in Lenten, you know, Palm Sunday reminds me that a new day is coming. And we can all look forward to a new day. And so I encourage you, keep looking up. You remember Palm Sunday. Well, I read the last the last two verses, verse 10 and 11 of chapter 21 of Matthew. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth, Galilee." Is this what you want to see in your life? Like, see change in your life? Well, it can happen. Why not start this day, this moment on? And I'd like to thank you once again for another episode of Genevieve's Gems. And this is Genevieve. And I pray that your Palm Sunday will be a blessed one. And I pray that your lives will be blessed and touched. Pray that God changes your life. I look forward to the next episode. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.